Thank you, Donald. Praise God forever. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that we have a church that we can come to on Wednesday night to get our tank full again. And that's the way you want it, Father God. It is your M.O., and we appreciate everything you do for us and everything you do in this church and for this church, Father God. We thank you for our beloved pastors, Father God, who have fought the good fight, Father. I'll tell you, the good fight in these last 3 years, good fight, Father. I ask you to bless them immensely, Father. And Lord, in this service, I pray that the Holy Spirit speaks through me what you want, Father, and help me to leave off what he doesn't want, Lord. And then give all your children here, Father, listening hearts, ears, and minds, and those on the Facebook or whatever, listening hearts, ears, and minds to take in what the Spirit is saying. And I thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to read John 15 through 1 through 5. Okay. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And my scripture for today is John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Okay, so tonight, I pray we learned something about abiding, fruit-bearing, and glorifying God. Okay, I'm going to read that in one more, the Amplified, okay? I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For otherwise, apart from me, that is, cut off from the vital union with me, you can do nothing. I like that one. So, what does it mean to abide? Okay, in the Greek, it indicates a settling down, be at home, like being in your comfy chair, really, you know. Everybody's got one, I know. Okay, Paul said in Acts 17:28, in him I live and move and have my being, and that's all of us also. Okay, now John 15:1, through 5, this is a metaphor. He is not talking about the physical world. This is a spiritual application. A natural thing with a spiritual application. We can do nothing of spiritual value for the kingdom without abiding in Christ. Okay. This underscores the essential relationship between Jesus and his disciples, highlighting their dependence on him for spiritual sustenance and fruitfulness. No self-sufficiency, not in our own ability. It's trying to get across. Okay. To abide in Jesus, we must prioritize our relationship with him above all else. This means spending time in prayer, reading the word, seeking his guidance in our daily lives and church service. I am a church lady, I'll tell you right now, I'm a church lady. Anyways, never mind. There's nobody here. No, never mind. Okay, so to apply this verse, begin by considering the ways in which you are abiding in Jesus. Are you nurturing your relationship with him through prayer, Bible study, worship, and fellowship with other believers? That is important to me. Okay. So, because Christ said, apart from me, we can do nothing. He said, Because it's the power of dependence, really. It's just the power of dependence. Now listen, independent of Christ, you will see no fruit from your life. But you will see fruit if you abide. Now, his presence becomes the anchor of our lives. That is so true. Give me a minute, y'all. Amy Miller was just here just moments ago. And we all said, we love you, we love you. She's a member of our church. We love you. She just lost her husband. We all said, we love you, we love you. And she says, and we said, we're praying for you. She says, that is the only way I'm getting by, is your prayers. Don't tell me church isn't important and a church family ain't important. Okay, down boy. So seek to abide. Really, it means remain. Seek to abide or remain in him and rely on his power and strength. For apart from Christ, you can do nothing. Now, there was an orator-ish. Am I pronouncing that right? Where is my husband? Orator. Okay. I don't see. I see something over there going like this. I don't know. Okay. There was a great orator. And I believe he was invited by a church to speak. Okay. And he got up and he recited Psalms 23. He read it eloquently, passionately, and everybody clapped. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. He said, then the pastor got up and read Psalms 23. There was silence. The orator said then, I read the psalm, but the pastor knew the shepherd. I thought I'd get a little bit, I got a little chills. You don't get nothing out of that. Okay. The sooner we admit we can't do it in ourselves, we can get on with God's program, y'all. Why would someone try to do, oh, sorry about that. That wasn't supposed to be there. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, I was going to throw it a dish, but Pastor would throw something at me. Okay, now listen to this. 2 Corinthians 2:5 says, not that we are sufficiently qualified in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency and qualifications come from God. I really like that. That's 2 Corinthians 2:5. Okay. Abide in order to produce God-glorifying fruit. It glorifies God when we will walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, fruitfulness, faithfulness, gentleness, humility, and self-control. That is Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Now that's one way. Okay. And. Making converts. Leading people to Christ. That is, he talks about fruit and much fruit. Okay. Now listen to this. Here's fruit again. I'm going to read you three things that we got from Spirit Radio. We send pastors voice out through Spirit Radio all over the world. And we get back these just really, really nice things. Okay. I forgot to ask you how to pronounce this. I am Corinne Singh Kavishashar. Okay. My home is in Mumbai, India. Okay. As you might guess, we Christians are a minority here. For years, I studied the Bible with just a couple of friends. But recently, our numbers have started to grow in my neighborhood. Okay. I also found your program, and I share it with my fellow Christians. Blessings for reaching out to us. Now that's fruit, y'all. Okay, and by the way, you're all part of that. When you give, because it takes money to send it to Spirit Radio. You're all part of that. Okay, so you're all bearing fruit somewhere. Okay. Okay, here's another one. Okay, dear Pastor Edmonds, my work is such that I get to hear you every week, and I want to tell you that your messages give me hope and strength for the road ahead. I'm telling you, blessings in what you are doing for the kingdom of God. Fruit. Okay. Here's one more. My friend Carla brought up your program at our Bible study a few weeks ago. I wrote it down and have started listening. I admire your teaching and it blesses me sincerely. Fruitfulness, y'all. Okay. The condor bird. Okay. Okay. As you all know that. He's a bird, condor. He weighs 33 pounds and has wingspan of 10 feet. It flaps its wings 1% of the time he's in the air. 1%. And he goes, by the way, he can go 300 miles, y'all, 300 miles. And the oldest one, I read somewhere, the oldest one lived to be 80 years old. What I'm trying to get at is God wants us to soar, not struggle or strive. It is his power that will do it. Okay. Our lives should be marked by spiritual fruitfulness as we remain and abide in Jesus and allow his love, grace, truth to flow in us and through us. Okay. Jesus is speaking of our spiritual life. Without Christ, you cannot bear fruit. You cannot bear much fruit. If you cut off a branch and it falls to the ground, no fruit. It will wither if it is cut off from the power. It's Jesus. Okay. So, to love Christ, to love his word, to hear his word, to do his word, but our primary responsibility is to abide. Abide today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day. Colossians 1:10. Walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And when you're studying, you are increasing. When you're going to church, you are increasing in the knowledge of God. You are glorifying God when you bear much fruit. Okay. You glorify God by needing him and asking him for help. That's all my, that's my biggest prayer all day long is help me, God, help me, help me, God, help me, God, help me, God, help me, God. I mean it. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, God. Okay. Sometimes I know he goes like that. I know he does. Okay. He does for us and through us what we can't do for ourselves. We bear fruit best when we part when we bear fruit best when we are a part of a loving community of fellow believers who are studying together, praying together, loving one another in all and in church services together. And encouraging one another. I found this great scripture. Actually, Pastor found it for me. Okay. Romans 1:12 Passion Translation. 1:12 Romans. Now, this means that when we come together and are side by side, something wonderful will be released. We can expect to be co-encouraged and co-comforted by each other's faith. Hallelujah. We are cultivating our connection with one another. The vine dresser in the natural cleanses the fruit of bugs and diseases. The spiritual counterpart of cleansing is done through the word. Ephesians 5:26 says, that he might cleanse her, the church, with the washing of the water by the word. Apart from Christ, we cannot bear lasting fruit. God pumps spiritual life into us to bear fruit through us. Fruit is evidence of a Christ-likeness. Fruit is my being loyal to the vine. I just thought about that. I just studied that. Loyal to the vine. I mean loyal to vine, not going out here and then coming back in and going out. I mean, loyal to the vine, which is Jesus. We give glory to God, knowing it's him who gives us the power to do what pleases him. So allow the Holy Spirit's power to work in you. During one of their healing meetings, excuse me, during one of their healing meetings, the Lord told Kenneth Copeland, it was a word of knowledge, I mean, the Lord just spoke to Kenneth Copeland, someone was being healed of cancer in the glands, in the throat, and in the chest. A man came forward and was healed. He went back to the doctors, and the doctor dismissed him because he was in the hospital, said they could find no cancer. Now listen, as a result, he wasn't born again. As a result, he got born again, got his marriage restored, and got healed all at once. That is fruit, y'all. That is fruit. Now, okay. That brings glory to God. So, let's impress the world with Jesus, and God will be glorified every time. Jesus always wanted his Father glorified. That's all through the first four, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Always was glorifying his Father. Okay. Finally, I know you're saying the same word. Finally, remember that spiritual fruitfulness is not a result of our own efforts, but a natural outcome of our connection, our dependence, our remaining, our abiding in Jesus, the true vine. Seek to abide in him and rely on him and his power and strength, knowing that apart from him, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.